But if you look at healthcare in the state of Alabama, certainly healthcare indicators, be it obesity, be it infant mortality, we know Alabama doesn't usually do well with those sorts of rankings. You look at issues like rural access to healthcare, rural hospitals that are struggling. Do you see any role for the state in addressing those issues?
Well, we have to. The thing that I've wanted to see, and I think it's a step in the right direction, is the Medicaid funding in the form of a block grant to the states. The states, from a theoretical and practical standpoint, are kitchens of innovation. We think, Senator Sessions once told me, it takes about 10 years for an idea born in the state to make it to the federal government. And so if we get the block grants and we start innovating on how it is we deliver medical care, I think we could show people how to do it right. But the rural areas are a real problem, and part of the problem is the government has chosen to get involved in the medical care. If they would let the market operate in a more normal fashion, I think you would have less of a problem. But that's a very complex subject you've raised.
Certainly, it's complex, and I realize that. But with that said, if the federal government says, Governor Hightower, here is your block grant, innovate, what would you do?
Well, one, I would certainly start work requirements for people that receive benefits. I mean, if you're healthy and able-bodied, you need to be working. You know, there's something worse than a low-paying job, and that's no job at all. Because a job gives you worth. It teaches you about life and responsibility. And so I want to try to provide that kind of environment where people can grow, as I did as a young man.